Welcome and welcome back. If you are rejoining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. This afternoon, an afternoon of absolutely critical discussions here on my show and many others that you have come to trust here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Started off this afternoon with Mini Timuraju and Amanda Zilker, who spoke of the importance of the April 1st general election. Again, go to myvote.wi.gov to make sure that you are registered and make a voting plan. Bring a friend or two, but make sure that your vote counts. We have now delved into the constitutional crisis that is happening today, right now. And by the way, it's not just on this particular judicial order. There are other orders that Judge Chutkan has issued also out of the D.C. Federal Circuit Court that have asked the administration to produce documents related to the Doge mass firings. Those have yet to be produced. Again, the Trump administration's arguments in many of these cases is not just, of course, Donald Trump or any president has the power to do so. It's also you, the judiciary, don't even get to interrogate whether or not he has the power to do this. And we're not going to provide you the data or information that you seek and have requested in order to determine whether or not what Donald Trump has been doing, what he proposes to do, is a valid exercise of his presidential authority. Think of that. Not only are we going to argue that he's got this power, which of course we should be able to suss out in court, they're saying you don't even get to ask. All of this should be dismissed, and we're not going to provide you with that information. That's what's going on in the Venezuela case. That's what's going on in the case proceeding brought by the attorneys general that Judge Chutkan is presiding over out of the D.C. Circuit, that we won't even provide the information you seek. Say what? And then later on this show, we are going to bring on Jason Stein of the Wisconsin Policy Forum to talk about the state budgeting process, which is about to get underway in earnest. So very important, chocked full of information. And we want to give our thanks to Nick Meisner of Discover Green Bay. We're going to talk about the NFL draft on another day. Too much news happening this afternoon. And Nick got pulled into a very important public meeting about the upcoming NFL draft. So we'll have Nick back sometime in early April, talk about the economic impact statewide of the NFL draft. So our thanks to Nick and Discover Green Bay. We will talk to you soon in April. We have our good friend Dick from Madison on the line. Dick, are you as alarmed as I am, or do you think this is a nothing burger?
Oh, it's huge, and I'm sure I don't have to tell you this. Another thing, they're coming after media people. In other words, like you, the yes. print media, just finished a tremendous article in New York Times Magazine. I'm sure you know all about it, the Sullivan Law from 1964.
Yes.
And they want to try and... Yes, and they want to get that back into the Supreme Court. That's what he's up to. And see, what it is with Trump, the way I see him, he's all about the law when it's in his favor.
Suits him.
And when
yeah.
he can sue people and constantly string stuff out when he was in business and deadbeat people, then it's okay. But otherwise, it doesn't work for anybody else. It's just, you know, his way or the highway. And
yeah.
it's gotten just totally out of hand. But that Sullivan thing, I read that article and it's scarier than hell.
Yes, I will get to that. Maybe not today, Dick, but thank you so much for making sure that it is top of mind. We'll see if we can dive into that piece on the Sullivan Law. And Dick, I wanted to just lean into this point that you're making about Trump's sort of dual attacks on the media, as well as these constitutional attacks, because I think you're onto something here, right? Donald Trump talks out of both sides of his mouth all day long. As you pointed out, when it comes to the rule of law, he's all for it when it works for him. When it doesn't, it's, of course, completely corrupt and courts have no role at all whatsoever. Similarly, when it comes to the media and the press, Donald Trump talks about, well, we need free speech and more free speech and stop with all the censorship. And at the same time, he's attacking media institutions, suing them, going after them for exercising those very rights that he, when it's about his free speech, gets on the bully pulpit to defend. Am I on the right track here, Dick? Do we have just absolute inconsistencies of really fundamental importance on both the idea of free speech and when it comes to the rule of law? What do you think, Dick?
I couldn't agree with you more. And you could see all of this coming, and it got very little coverage as well. That speech is just unprecedented, what he did last Friday. And I know you know what I'm talking about there. You know, and then he talks about Obama went there. No, Obama went there, but under totally different circumstances to thank, you know, Eric Holder. And he wasn't going there to weaponize the Department of Justice like he did last Friday.
Correct. There has never, the idea that any other president did anything like Donald Trump's speech on Friday to the Department of Justice is just absurdly laughable. If anybody makes that argument to me, you're not arguing in good faith. Never, ever in modern history, and probably ever, has a sitting president gone in front of the Department of Justice and said, "You need to go after my enemies, and I've been persecuted," and just lay out the most partisan, self-interested, ridiculous rhetoric. These are dark times, friends. We're going to talk about what to do. I'm going to lay out the entire timeline that proves the Trump administration intentionally violated a court's order. The constitutional crisis is here. We discuss more after news, weather, and sports at the top of the hour. I'm Maggie Dawn, your lady lawyer and economist on the air, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842.